one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
And we're live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, rantemradio.com. Here we are, it's 11:30 on Tuesday night. The Rant aired earlier, but we're here recapping the Ric Flair 30 for 30. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
We're also being joined by Dr. Doom.
What's going on, man?
And I believe the silver one was trying to call in about 2 seconds ago. So we'll hear from
him. He wouldn't run in.
Probably a little bit later, but well, here we are, folks. So here we are 90 minutes later. 30 for 30 has come to an end. We learned a lot today. Well, I don't know if we learned
anything. Kayfabe has been broken all over this place.
Yeah, but I don't know if we learned anything new. Did we learn anything new?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, we did.
Hulk Hogan admits that Flair's better than him.
I've never heard him deny that. Well,
it's official now.
I've never heard him say it.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different, you know.
Anybody with eyes know the difference between them two.
Not really. There's a lot of people that take Hogan over Flair any day.
And of all the matches they showed 98, they had to show damn Disco Inferno versus damn Ric Flair.
You know what it
99.
Is? No, you know
oh,
what it
well,
is?
That's what I'm saying. Like, no. They couldn't find it.
They picked that match because they wanted just to pick a random match to show that Rick was still working
he's
with whoever he's putting people over.
Yeah.
And it's not that Disco came out on top. They didn't show that.
I know, but I'm just saying this is a clip. They could have shown anybody else.
They could have showed him and Hogan at freaking Super Brawl.
Or yeah. Hogan and Dusty Rhodes in 2001.
Pitbull Pittman or something, you know.
Oh yeah, let's
show that Raven Pie strap match.
Yeah, let's dig into those Saturday night matches, okay?
That was in 94. I'm talking about between him and Hogan in 01.
No, I'm talking about strap match. Dr. Doom yes. watched those Saturday night matches from 96.
With
Dick Slater and
they ain't trying to get nobody else no rub. They already got to pay a lot of people.
Yes, sir.
That man budget shot. He ain't got no more money left. He ain't got no more money left in that damn budget.
Oh.
Got to pay Hogan, Taker,
Schiavone,
Triple H, Tony Shawn Schiavone, Michael. Jim Ross, Shawn Michaels,
Triple H
with the crooked eye,
Triple H,
Stephanie,
Tully Blanchard, Arn,
no Vince,
exactly. He doing it on the house.
You know who wasn't there?
Oli
should have been.
Oli.
But I thought Lex Luger.
Oli can't appear on ESPN Airways.
I was waiting to see Lex Luger.
Yeah, no Luger, no.
I was
that shocked
Barry Windham.
No Barry Windham. Well, the Barry Windham I can understand. Barry's a very low key, quiet type of guy. But I was waiting for Lex Luger. I thought, I don't know why I put it in the back of my head that we were going to see Nikita Koloff. Robert Parker.
No doubt. This will really almost make me fall out my damn bed when I heard him say his wife said he would go over to Greg Valentine's house.
Yeah,
the other wife was there.
How come we didn't see Greg Valentine?
Or why we get that story about how he used to room with what's the guy named down in Temple Double A?
That's Joe Gomez, but
yeah.
Joe Gomez probably looked him and Fifi back.
No, but Kent Patera would be the other one. That was
Ronnie Garvin. Is he alive?
Ronnie Garvin's alive, but I don't know.
And Greg Valentine, if you're listening, you are a real son of a bitch. Inviting the other woman over to your house so the man can trick. He's a nasty son of a bitch, Greg Valentine.
He's an accomplice.
How does Flair just leave the house? He's like, I'm going to Greg's. Woo!
Oh, if man.
I'm over to Hammer's house.
Going to the Hammer's house, that's right.
I'm going to the Hammer's house. Ooh!
Ric Flair and Greg Valentine, former NWA World Tag Team Champions.
They were a tag team. That's what was going on.
A bunch of hot tags that night.
But you know what's funny about that? They were tag team champions in, oh gosh, I want to say about 1979.
Yeah.
1979, 1980, somewhere around there. So, you know, that you know, and Flair didn't marry that woman until 1983. So that could have been going on for quite some time.
Ricky Morton.
Ricky did pop up, but he didn't have no appearance.
Yeah,
they couldn't get Robert I. You know him. They couldn't get Robert I. Street. So,
but they got the important people. They got Jim Cornette. They should have gotten, you know, David Crockett or Jim Crockett. You know.
Yeah.
They got Greg Gagne.
They buried.
They
Jim
didn't
Kurt.
Cover the Bischoff angle enough. I wanted to hear some more about him and Bischoff beefing.
They covered that Jim Bird, and that was good enough for me.
They should have played that. If you cut this thing off, I'll be naked in the ring.
I saw that today.
That would have really took the cake. Yeah.
I saw that today.
That's part of the Bischoff, man.
Well, so, did...
Bischoff wasn't even up there.
No, not even Bischoff.
Oh, him or Vince.
No Foley, no... A lot of people were not. No
Vader.
No Vader, no Rock.
Him and Rock ain't really interact that much, though.
No, but still, you know.
Rock got a lot of his jet flying from Ric Flair. Mm-hmm.
No John Cena.
Yep.
He was too busy. She was total Bella.
Nobody current that would come on and just say, you know.
Mm-mm.
Man.
Too
but,
busy.
So I
did like Steamboat up there, though.
Yeah, that was nice. So, first of all, was it a good documentary?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to buy this when it comes out on DVD.
I thought it was good. I did like the fact that the commercials were short.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no The U, part one and two.
Gosh.
And, you know, Catholics versus Convicts. So.
That's on ESPN, too.
I know. Because they playing this weekend. Yeah, but it was good DVD. It was good. I mean, it's no Shaq and Penny, you know, Orlando Magic. Do you believe in magic?
We did have a Shaq sign tonight.
Yeah.
I forgot he was up with that skinny.
I was expecting crackhead. They didn't show a lot of stuff, though. Like, I was expecting to see more footage and more.
It should have been about maybe if they have the Blu-ray, get the director's cut. I think they had to cut a lot of stuff out.
I guess I thought
to make it an hour and a half.
The most people probably watched TNA footage.
Yeah, that the most wrestling fans have seen.
Yeah.
I wonder how much he had to pay Dixie for that.
Not much. Remember Dixie? Dixie don't own that company anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Anthem Sports or whatever that man damn name is.
Speaking of which, in case if you are in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, and you want to make a few dollars, they need some extras for the audience at the TNA tapings. you know, I thought it was a little dark.
Oh yeah,
but it was, it told a very good message. I mean, that's for damn sure. But I think they left a lot out, though. I mean, when I say they left a lot out.
They did have Precious up there, though.
Baby Doll.
They had Dark Journey. And yep. You think they had to pay Dark Journey for that footage she appeared?
And let me tell you something. Baby Doll looks almost exactly the same.
The same. Yep.
I'm talking about Dark Journey. She was on there too.
She probably broke up one of his wives' marriages, right? Try to remember.
Cartoon Ric Flair looked way better than like the real Ric Flair. Maybe doing a cartoon. Oh God.
I didn't know he was that fat, man. I did not recognize him when he first started. I was like, who the hell is this in the ring?
Well, nobody did.
Well, we have the injury. Yep. You had that injury, then you got to, you lose weight because you can't eat like that.
Yeah.
I like when they were telling the stories, and Tony Schiavone tells the story about Sting. What did you do?
And Sting's eyes looking down.
Sting's eyes looking down at him. I thought that was pretty funny.
And they didn't talk about the plane ride from hell. I don't like that.
Well,
that's a part of it too. They talked about the WCW plane ride.
Listen,
WCW's long gone.
I guess they can't cover everything, but they really, I mean, they went over a couple of things, a couple of key moments in his career. I thought that they should have. I understand, you know, 16 times world champion, you can't cover them all. They covered the first one in 1981. I really think they should have glossed over Starrcade 83, because that's when Flair really made it big. And I thought that they went over the whole Jim Herd thing, but they also should have, like Tony C said, they should have talked about what prompted him to go back to WCW and things like that, you know, and they missed a lot out, but whatever, you know, it is what it is.
And how you bought the belt over.
Certain details they left out. I enjoyed it. I'm going to have to watch it again to really make sure I got everything, but it was good. It was good. I enjoyed it tremendously. I think they did a good job. Now, I don't know if it was worth waiting 2 years for.
Wasn't he sick for most of it or something?
No. I don't know what took 2 years to produce, you know? I don't know.
He had to get permission from a lot of people.
Track some people down to talk about it. You know, they had the Undertaker out of gimmick.
Yeah.
I ain't never...
that, you know, Hogan had his cease and desist.
Yep.
He was going through his little ordeal.
He had to make sure that check cleared, too.
That Gawker money, make sure that was good. People got to have time to sit down and talk about this stuff, Double A. You got to sign NDAs all around just in case.
I'm glad, though, they talked about his TNA run.
I was sitting there like, oh.
And Taz talking about, look at him, got his ass out.
They at least could have had damn him and Jay Lethal doing the woo-off.
Yeah, they could have had a little bit of that. I think ignoring the fact that he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, that was kind of, should have addressed that.
Two times.
I mean, that's about it. I think everything else was pretty good. I didn't know about, you know, his family life. I mean, I knew he was adopted, and
I didn't know that.
But I didn't know I didn't know that his parents wanted pretty much nothing to do with him in the wrestling business.
I didn't know who the hell Ashley was.
until about the 5 minutes until the end of the thing when they started showing
you his damn right I did.
Oh man,
like, who the hell is Ashley? I know Charlotte.
Yeah.
And they disrespected David. They ain't talking about his US title run, and I don't appreciate that.
Well, take it up
with the director of the special.
I was like, man, David really let himself go.
He has a former US champion sitting up there.
Yo.
And they never mentioned it.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, man.
Just terrible.
Hey, oh, they didn't have JJ up there. I was surprised
about
that.
That was another one. They didn't have James J. Dillon. You know, like I said, they didn't have Lex Luger.
Yeah. I think Luger blacklisted a little bit.
Not necessarily.
The whole Elizabeth thing.
No, because Luger made an appearance on an episode of Camp WWE.
Oh yeah, he was driving the bus.
He was driving the Lex Express.
Damn sure was. That was fun. That episode was fun as hell, by the way. Oh my God. He was driving the Lex Express.
Yeah, you couldn't do... have no money. It could have had Deborah up there.
I'm going to have to go back and look at it again.
What, that episode?
That episode of Camp WWE.
Because Vince came and pulled up to the house.
Why can't WWE... Listen, Ride Along and Dinner for Three is great, but or Table for Three. But we need more episodes of Camp WWE.
Right? Hey, see, for real. Pussy.
And no more story time. I've had enough story time already. Because almost all the episodes involve Jake Roberts. So.
Giving Jake some pub, man. Gotta get Jake some check. We need more Lil Stone Cold.
Lil John Baby Cena. Stone Cold. Now you can swap him out for Lil Roman Reigns.
Danny, you're a pussy. I might go back and watch that tonight. I'm going to have me a Camp WWE marathon while I go to bed. I love the WWE app, by the way. I can just put on a series and let it ride.
Just let it ride. I think that's it. I think that's all we're going to touch on here with the 30 for 30. I mean, it was good. And if you haven't watched it, I mean, it's going to replay at 1 o'clock in the morning. Coming up on SportsCenter, Ric Flair is going to be live with what's this guy?
He's going to be live.
He'll be live on SportsCenter with
Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah, he's going to be live with Scott Van Pelt, and he's going to talk. They're going to show some things that did not make it to the 30 for 30. So
they probably have Fire Rick and Chip up there. Watch.
Maybe.
Oh come on, man.
notice. None of Rick's more infamous promos, you know, promos were racially charged, like his Teddy Long segment and
the Junkyard Dog.
Dog.
I mean, the one with when what's the name bought in the Junkyard Dog. What was the Freebirds?
Michael Hayes.
No, the Roadie.
Jimmy Jam. Oh damn.
What was his name, the black guy?
Oh,
Mr. Hughes?
No, Little Richard Marley.
Little Richard Marley bought in the Junkyard Dog.
And they didn't show the promo with them, was it Baby Doll up in the hotel room with Ronnie Garvin? They should have showed that.
The Precious, Ronnie Garvin was dressed in drag. JJ.
Yeah.
Can I watch Champ? Can I watch Champ? Yeah, around the garden dressed like Precious.
You know?
Yeah.
But man, I did like the fact how you told about that he practiced throwing a punch for a year with that string that, you know, it didn't move. Now, that's cool because they don't do training like that in wrestling no more.
He trained himself.
Nah. But with the punch, yeah, he got taught though by the best, by one of the best teachers that you could be taught. You know, like I, you know, had he broken into the business by being trained by let's say Killer Kowalski. No offense to Triple H, I don't know if it'd be the same. He broke in with Vern, and Vern, or for example of that era, there were two people that were the big trainers in the wrestling industry, Vern Gagne and Eddie Graham, and the infamous, you know, story of Hiro Matsuda breaking Hulk Hogan's leg his first day, but
he slapped the shit out of Ric Flair though.
Yeah,
It was like, no. It was like, damn.
I mean, he probably was
right on his ass.
He probably was scared to death of Vern.
Yeah.
I would be too, you know?
Mm.
I would be too. But yeah, he got trained good. He got trained with Vern, and you know, he broke in. His class was
Steamboat was in that class with him, right?
Steamboat was in the class. Greg Gagne, yeah. I think Sergeant Slaughter was in that class. The Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of other people. Ken Patera. There was a lot of big names in that class. So yeah. Well, anyways, I think that's it for recapping this 30 for 30. I mean, it was, if you haven't watched it, if you didn't get it, if you missed it, it's going to replay 1 o'clock in the morning on ESPN tonight.
Set your
DVRs, or I'm sure you can catch it on demand somewhere in the next day or so. So, it definitely is worth a watch, though. I don't know if it's on the same level as the Tommy one, though. The Tommy one was pretty good. But I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, that's Tommy the Machine Gun.
Yeah, and you got to see the fake George Washington Duke and the real one all in the same.
Yeah, they both made up him. Right about God that.
Damn. Only in America.
And they cut a lot of great, great, great lines out of when they were showing his promos. Like, one of my favorite promos, and we talk about all the time, was the promo where, that's why this sport coat costs $800, and that costs $200. And I don't know what that costs to be ashamed to wear. They show the part, though, where he says, oh, that's why I got a limo outside a mile long with 25 women just dying for me to go, woo, because I'm the world champion, sucker. You know?
Yeah, it was good, man.
It was good.
That Ricky Morton promo, when you talk about my fans. My fans bro, women, your fans were these. That damn trailer, bro. And damn, Road Warrior, huh? I call you a chicken, because you got a neck like a chicken. Oh, my God, yo. That damn flair. Priceless.
Something else. He's something else. Well, recapping news, like we said during the rant, AJ Styles, the new WWE champion. And that's it.
Good luck, AJ.
Good luck, AJ. Well, I guess we'll find out what happens next Tuesday night when SmackDown is in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Brock's going to be on Raw Monday, right?
Who?
Brock.
Brock should be on Raw Monday night. Because it's the go-home show.
When they... he's going to be on this Monday, right?
This Monday's the go-home show.
Oh, damn, sure is.
It's the go-home show.
They're going to smack down, though.
Yeah, it's the go-home show. So
that's going to be crazy.
So we'll see. Anyways, in wrestling news also, LiAngelo Ball arrested for shoplifting in China.
I know he was all over that. That's the first time I've seen Double A break a sports story.
Yeah. Hey, Paula Brand Chicken.
Anyways, let's see here. Thursday night, you'll get a brand new episode of Rant and Wrestling at 9 p.m. Friday. Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live. Phil and Choppy, they're going to break down the 1997 WWF Survivor Series, as we talked about on the rant, the events leading up to the Survivor Series. So you definitely want to check that out. Then on Sunday, it's the What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer at 5 p.m. And I don't know what the hell this is that they're showing on ESPN. Next Monday night, the Sports Report at 11:15, following Monday Night Raw. And, of course, next Tuesday night, it's the rant, or it's at the Shining Wizards at 7 p.m., followed by the rant at 9. Any final thoughts before we wrap it up here tonight? I know it's almost midnight. You know, some of us got to work tomorrow, which is unfortunate, but it is what it is.
I just want to say one thing to Mr. Mike Flynn, wherever you are, I know you're listening. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. Don't let your son go to jail, okay? Don't let your son go to jail. And I just had to say that.
Okay.
Snitch. You better snitch.
Okay.
I just had to say that.
Well, for everybody in the chat room, thank you for tuning in tonight. And, of course, thank you for tuning in earlier tonight. Stick around, because coming up next is a rebroadcast of the Shiny Wizards in its entirety, followed by a rebroadcast of the rant and a rebroadcast of this recap of Ric Flair's 30 for 30. We'll see you next Tuesday night, 9 o'clock, for a full episode of the rant. I know we haven't had one of those in a couple of weeks, but we'll be back 9 o'clock next Tuesday night, 2-hour show, and we'll definitely talk about everything leading up to the Survivor Series, which is next Sunday night. So for Tony C and Dr. Doom, I'm Double A. Have a good night, everybody.